The following is an interview with Mike Rosenstrom, a member of the Pontiac Arena Fund, discussing their upcoming fundraisers and their goal of renovating the Shawville Arena. So, could you talk a little bit about the history of this Pontiac Arena Fund?
Sure. So, when we're talking about the Pontiac Arena Fund, we just need to look at where there was a new agreement made between the town of Shawville and the Pontiac Ag Society this year, and for a new lease agreement. And through that, both sides have agreed to reinvest $50,000 a year into the arena. And we also started a users committee there. And once we had a few meetings with the users committee, basically that just morphed into looking at, okay, what are the real needs here? And, obviously when we started looking at it, it was, there's a need to really get to work on moving forward with the arena, as well as start doing some fundraising to be able to meet our goals.
And can you talk a little bit about specifically the renovation projects you guys are looking at? I understand they're quite substantial.
Yeah, there are. There's a couple projects in the near future. One is looking at getting the walls of the arena touched up, as well as doing some insulation. And then we start looking into the ice plant. So the ice plant itself, the pipes that run underneath the concrete, those were put in 1965.
Jeez.
So they've been, they've done well. They've obviously, there's been some repair to them. There's parts of the systems that have been repaired, but we're looking at doing a full rebuild on the entire ice cooling plant.
And that's in the ballpark of how much there?
So we're looking, it's a minimum, it's a $2 million project.
Oh, geez. Quite a bit there.
Yes, absolutely. And it's something like when we start looking at the fundraising for it, and, just talking with the different levels of government right now on projects that have funding that's been available in past and possibly what could be out there to come. A lot of it at the end of the day is, no matter what the project is, we're going to have to raise at least a third of the money that it's going to take to do anything. So that's really where the start of the Arena Fund came from, is, look, we got to start raising money, because we know that doesn't just happen overnight. So we got to start putting our best foot forward and moving towards that.
Okay. Even with the grants there, they usually require a certain percentage or something to be raised from the actual committee there, from what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if we're looking at $2.1 million, there's $700,000 that we still have to come up with. So,
okay. And can you talk, just to go back to the renos there in the ice plant, you talk about, I guess, are some more urgent than others? Are you planning some for maybe this summer or next summer, and then the others are a little more long-term, I guess? Can you talk about the timeline there?
In regards to the ice plant, no, we don't have timeline right now. It's more we're starting to do the fundraising, and we're starting to look at what funding is available, and getting a handle on that and the different channels within government and ways that we can look at coming together to do the fundraising.
Mm-hmm. But the like the walls and the insulation, like you mentioned there, is that planned for the near future here?
Yeah. So the walls definitely is in plan for 2025. That this summer that will be started, and then looking to do the insulation hopefully soon after.
Okay. And to move on to the fundraising here, can you talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events that you guys have planned, starting, I guess, this weekend as well?
Yeah, so this weekend they've got there's a mum-to-mum sale that's happening at the Shawville at the fairgrounds, and it's in the agricultural hall. And with that, they've got currently it's 70 tables that are booked out for families looking to, it's basically a big indoor garage sale, so it's a good opportunity for families to come out and get stocked up on the size of clothes and toys and everything you need for the family for the summer. So that's May 3rd, starting at 8:30 in the morning. And then on May the 9th, we have Men's Night planned, And so we've got guest speakers coming in. We're going to have a live and silent auction. We've got a bunch of great prizes. And currently we've got just over 500 tickets sold for that. So we've had a phenomenal turnout, and a lot of the community and local businesses that have really stepped up, and even people that, grew up in travel, but circled back around and wanting to know what they can do to help with that. And so that's May 9th at 6 p.m. We have men's night. And on June 1st, we've got the RCMP Musical Ride Day, which so that'll be a family-centered event on the 1st of June, starting at 10 a.m. And so the Fair Board had the musical ride coming in, but there's been different service clubs have come together to be able to raise some money. So all the proceeds from the day are going to actually go back to the arena fund.
And can you talk a little bit about, I guess, one, why you decided to get involved here with the Arena Fund, and also just who else sits on the committee, who's a part of this?
Sure. So I decided to get involved in the Arena Fund because I was one of the minor hockey kids that played for Shawville growing up and was always out and around the arena and just loved being there. So my son came through playing hockey. My daughter, she figure skated for a handful of years. And it's always been something that's been in our family's blood, just being around the arena. And so that was it. We've got, there's different, we've got other people that whose families, they're right in the thick of it right now. We've got some mothers that are on the committee that they know that they're going to be spending the next 10-15 years there. There's guys that are coaching hockey that are involved as well, and it's a good group where we've got representation from municipal levels as well as from the community and different associations through figure skating, hockey, men's league. That use the arena as well.
Gotcha. And for those that might be interested in getting involved in some capacity here, either through you making a donation or participating themselves on the Arena Fund, with the Arena Fund there, I should say, how would they go about getting involved?
So best to follow along on Facebook at the Pontiac Arena Fund. And as well, they can reach out through Messenger on Facebook or through PontiacArenaFund@gmail.com.
Mike, I want to thank you for your time. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we neglected to mention here over the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
As a committee member, we absolutely appreciate the support that we've received from the community, and it's been a good ride really over the last 60 days, just seeing how much an arena means to the community.
That was Mike Rosenstrom of the Pontiac Arena Fund discussing some of their upcoming fundraisers and their goal of renovating the Shawville Arena. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.